This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Hi there. I'm Dawn Marie, and I am the host of the podcast show called The Jump. This is my very first episode, and I'm super excited to be here. I'm also a nervous wreck because I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. 45 years old, I've just set up a whole bunch of, you know that saying where they say, have all the gear and no idea? Like for 2 hours this morning, I was just on YouTube, just trying to figure out how the F to shoot a podcast. And it's humbling, right? It's super humbling. So what is The Jump about? The Jump is about doing the thing that you fear. I firmly believe that we all have a purpose in this life. We all have a dream or a goal. We all have something that we want more than anything else in the world. But going after that thing terrifies us. It terrifies us and it paralyzes us. Do you want to know how long I thought about this podcast, doing this podcast? Over 10 years. I'm 45 years old. I let 10 years of fear, paralyze me. 10 years of fear paralyzed me from doing something that I wanted to do more than anything else in the world. For 15 years, since 2008, I thought about writing a book. If any part of this podcast is entertaining and you want to see some of my written works, I put all of that on LinkedIn at Dawn Marie LaMonica. Okay, so about failure and procrastination and about fear. The whole point of The Jump is to enable you as the audience to do the thing that you are terrified of fucking doing. If it is quitting your job, I got your back. I got your back. When I lived in Mayfair and in London, I would take and quit jobs all the time. Think I'm lying? Go look at my CV. Go look at my work history on LinkedIn. That doesn't even include all of the like mini contracts that I used to do. I had a, well, I'll back up and tell you a little bit about me in a second. But so maybe it's quitting your job. Maybe it's quitting your partner, your girlfriend or your boyfriend who quite frankly sucks and you're really not into, and maybe the sex is bad and you just got to walk away from the friggin' relationship, but you're scared of being alone. Maybe it's moving states. Got your back there. I've lived in 8 different cities and places across the globe, which even though I'm 45, that's not a small number. Maybe it's admitting to yourself that you're unhappy about something in your life, but you don't really want to talk about it and you don't really want to see it because it's so big that you don't even know how you would begin to tackle or walk away from it. We all have these things that we need to walk away from, things that we need to walk away from and things we need to walk towards. And it's the fear. It's the fear of not being able to make the jump. It's the fear of seeing where we have to go. And we just don't take that jump. I didn't. And I know that I'm not alone. I know that there's so many of us who are in jobs that are fucking terrible with terrible bosses. We are in relationships that are not fulfilling or where the sex is bad or some kind of combination of both. Maybe we chose a career path that is like completely the wrong career path. Whatever it is, I know that it is the fear of not making the jump that keeps us stuck someplace that we cannot be stuck. A little bit about me. I am an executive coach and a speaker. And previous to that, I'm also a lawyer. I went to Georgetown Law School and Boston College, class of 2000 for Boston College. And you know what? Those degrees don't really mean anything. I'm kind of, whilst I'm grateful for where I went to school, I noticed that that I talk about where I went to school because we live in a world that says sometimes if you went to certain schools, you're super smart. And if you didn't go to those schools, maybe you're not as smart. And you know what? That's BS. I've met so many entrepreneurs, certainly in the last 6 or 7 months in America, and many of them didn't even go to university. And they are probably some of the smartest people that I know. I want to get back to the jump, though, because otherwise, if we don't hit the introduction in the first video, what are we here for? The point of this series is to give you courage and confidence so that you can do the thing that you fear. That's it. It is backed by neuroscience techniques, which I have studied for 15 years, psychology, behavioral sciences, mindset frameworks, mindfulness. God knows we all need that. Including myself. So we'll have a couple episodes where we can do some meditation. You're going to be like, I don't want to meditate, Dawn. Listen, give me 3 minutes. You're going to feel good. This podcast was on my heart for 10 years, and I didn't do it because I was afraid of what people would think of me. And I wish I could say I regret that, or that I don't regret that, actually. I wish I could say that I don't regret that. And someday I'll get there. 10 years of my life, knowing what I wanted to do and afraid. I had a pretty lucrative, like very comfortable life in private equity and hedge funds. I have dual citizenship, so I'm an American citizen and a UK citizen. And actually, I was born in Colombia. I was adopted when I was born. But in regards to this and the book I'm writing and my written works, I knew that once I really started doing the podcast and talking about things like fear and courage and just fucking going after it, right, that the old way of my life would be gone forever. It's not like someone would ever hire me for regulatory compliance work. I mean, if you want to know why, go read my LinkedIn posts, because I'm a rebel, because I stand up against bullies, and there's all kinds of bullies in asset management, because I say what I think, and I mean it, because I don't back down. Not when it counts, because I can be fearless. And people know that. People who are in my presence, they know that. They see it in my eyes, and they see it when I speak. And whilst I had a regulatory consulting practice that I ran out of London for a couple of years, you know, and I got to be in present for quite a few executive committee meetings, board meetings. I would consult with C-level, C-suite executives. I was a C-suite myself. I was chief compliance officer, although I carry a lot of shame with that title, because when I went to Georgetown Law School and took the New York State Bar, I thought that I would be a general counsel someplace. But that wasn't my path, and we'll get into that in a second. So that is the purpose of the jump, is to share some of my stories and then to share stories of courage and confidence and grit and resilience from Navy SEALs, from rugby players, from basketball players, you name it, across the board. I'm going to share these stories with you because I have been obsessed with personal development since 2008. And that's 15 years. And I have a lot of knowledge to share with you. And I had a lot of love to give. I don't have all of the answers. Some might say that I'm brave, and others might say she's crazy. No one does a career pivot at 45. You're too old. And maybe they're right. And maybe that's what scared me so much this morning, because I swore to myself, no matter what happened, I was going to record this thing. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying to know that people are watching to see if I fail. But where I try to lean in is to remember there's people who are watching to see if I make it, if I make my jump. Now, I've been jumping my whole life. I'm not gonna lie to you. For 15 years, I would travel all over the world by myself. I did this whilst having a career in asset management and in finance, in private equity and hedge funds. I did this by living in London, so I had close proximity to countries that would only be 2 or 3 hours away. I became very good at solo travel, and I only traveled alone. I only did solo remote travel. I'm addicted to it. I don't know if I'll ever be able to travel with anyone, which is also really scary to admit. There's a certain freedom when I'm alone in some place that is absolutely beautiful. It brings me back to me, to home. And nothing can touch me. Not judgments, not graduating from law school in 2008 with $250,000 worth of debt and having to waitress. That can't touch me. Not when I'm traveling, not when I'm sitting, you know, looking at the most gorgeous sky at sunrise, or looking at the sea in Greece during sunset. None of the judgment and the failures in my life according to society standards, none of that can touch me there. And I am addicted to it. And I have never met anyone who loves travel the way I do, or sees the beauty in it, sees the beauty in going to some remote village. And maybe it's not in Condé Nast, although I've been to many, many countries and villages that are in Condé Nast. But maybe it's just some little village off-piste where there's like 400 people. And I just get to go there and have coffee and not speak the language. And remember what it is to be a human being, not on your phone. Not on your laptop, just to sit and breathe and be human again. I need that. I've always needed that. So part of this podcast will be talking about stories of travel. It is part of my life. Huh? Interesting how I almost said was. It is part of my life that I will never give up. Although I got tired around age 44. I said to my mom, I said, you know, I'm starting to get tired. Maybe this isn't for me anymore. I'm not sure if that's necessarily true, because there's a deep yearning in me now to go up the coast in Oregon, which is someplace I haven't been yet, and to see a place called Cannon Beach, and just to watch the sunrise and the sunset, and to be still and to breathe. Because this part that I'm doing now, being so visible on LinkedIn, and I have a newsletter for women executives in cutthroat industries, including finance and law and any other cutthroat industry. They might all be considered cutthroat for women right now, because it's not easy to be a woman who's making six figures in this world. And that newsletter is called The Prime. It's really uncomfortable to put myself out there, because what I have to wake up to is, what if this fails? What if the thing that I have had on my heart and on my soul for really 10 years, and the book has been on my heart for 15 years, what if it doesn't resonate? Then what if? And so this is going to be a really vulnerable podcast. And I'm going to be as transparent and as honest as I can with you, because it's the only thing that I know. And there's a lot going on in personal development in America right now. There's a lot going on in coaching. I would consider myself an executive coach and transformational coach. So I, you know, if you're in your 40s and you're stuck as fuck and you make good money, but the good money doesn't feel so good anymore. Maybe you did everything right. Pay your taxes, got a really nice house, have a great mattress, have a great partner, beautiful kids. But something is missing. You don't know what it is. Yeah, I'd say I'm your girl. Woman. I still think of myself as a girl at 45. And I'm okay with that. So this is a bit of a ramble, but it's an introduction. This will be a very different podcast within, let's call, the personal development wellness space. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it authentic. And every single episode, I'm going to share a piece of my life with you, but also some skills that will help you. And I will leave with this on this very first episode. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this podcast. Like, I don't even know if, is the microphone on? The microphone is on. La la. I don't. But I'm doing it anyway. Finally. I'm proving to me that I'm worth the dream. And I know that you have a dream too. We all do. And I know that you think you have time. You think someday when you're ready, you're never going to feel ready. I was not ready this morning. And you don't have the time that you think you do. I know people in their early 30s who are dying of cancer. I know people in their early 40s who are dropping dead from stress, of a stroke, heart attack, long COVID. You don't have the time that you think that you do. And I hope that more than anything, by listening to this podcast, that gives you the courage and the confidence in yourself so that you do the thing that you fear, but that you know is on your heart, is the thing that you really want to do. If it's quitting your job and finding another job, dude, I got you. You know how many jobs I quit? Never having another job lined up, ever. Just quit. I always found another job. You know that line that you can't quit a job unless you have a job? Dude, bullshit. Money comes, money goes. Money always came for me when I was in finance and I would quit jobs. I would tell people off too, right before I quit. Especially if they were an asshole. Especially if they didn't treat people right at their company. Or if they didn't treat me right, I'd stand up for myself. Because that's how I'm made. This is the scariest thing I've ever done. And I don't know if I'm doing it right. But I know I have to do it now. Now. I'm 45. It terrifies me how many people I know who are getting like weird sicknesses. I've lived this incredible life of travel all over the world. I've been in over 35 countries, over 30 states. I did this incredible road trip by myself through Colorado and Idaho and Wyoming. I went to the Badlands in Wyoming. I drove to Whitefish, Montana. I drove through all of Arizona. I drove through Canada on my own. All of my travel has been on my own. Those have all been trips of courage. So anyway, if this piques your interest, stick around and see what I'll say next. I love you. go out there, kick a little ass. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter, Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.